KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, 19 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for mostly cloudy skies today, some scattered flurries and a high around 25. The news is brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Well, the Interstate 80 westbound in Cass County is currently blocked between Exit 57, which is the Olive Street exit, and Exit 54, Highway 173 to Elkhorn, and that is due to an accident. A KJAN listener reports that a semi has tipped over onto its side, blocking primarily both lanes. The crash is just beyond the Olive Street overpass. The westbound traffic was being rerouted off I-80 westbound at the Exit 57 ramp across Olive Street and back down to I-80 westbound on-ramp around that obstruction. Additional details are currently not available, but again, take it easy out there this morning. Roads are reported to be slick. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County arrested a Stanton man last night on a valid Page County warrant. 21-year-old Cody Benjamin Carroll Johnson was taken into custody at around 9:50 p.m. on a warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of driving while barred. Johnson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Mapleton's five churches have joined to maintain an emergency house that is available for anyone who needs shelter. It sits near St. John's Methodist Church, which bought the property and planned to raise the house so more parking spaces could be provided. But the pastor at the time of the congregation had a change of heart and sought a higher purpose for the two-bedroom structure. The current pastor, Jenna Manchester, said that the former minister said there's too much life left in it. Let's use it until it falls down. It was dubbed God's Little House and has provided free shelter for people since 2008. Members of Mapleton's five churches work summers in the concession stand at the city's ball fields for money to maintain the house. A federal appeals court is upholding lengthy prison terms for two Sioux City brothers convicted in the armed robbery of two drug dealers. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Tuesday upheld a life sentence issued to 24-year-old Jamal Dean. The court also upheld a 30-year term for his older brother, LaVon Dean, Jr. In a separate case, Jamal Dean has been received a 25-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to attempted murder in connection with the April 2013 shooting of a Sioux City police officer. The brothers traveled together from Nebraska to Iowa and conspired to rob local drug dealers, and on two occasions in April of 2013. After each attack, the brothers returned to Nebraska. The appeals court rejected numerous arguments on appeal, calling it a well-tried, multiple-count, joint-defendant criminal case. A special investigation by the state auditor's office has identified $134,000 in improper and unsupported spending by three city clerks in Hornick, a small town near Sioux City. The state auditor, Mary Mosman, said just over $18,000 worth of improper disbursements, or payments that is, were made. Janet Ronfelt was the city clerk in Hornick for 8 years. After she resigned in 2009, the new city clerk raised concern about the city's finances. The auditor's review found more than $115,000 in unsupported spending in Hornick.
Which basically means that there was not enough documentation available to determine the propriety of the payment.
Mosman said those could have been legitimate, but there were no timesheets, bills, or any paperwork to show what those payments were for.
And that is one of the responsibilities of government officials, is to make sure that every tax dollar has a public purpose. So when they're not going to maintain documentation, there's no way of telling it.
About $54,000 was paid to various businesses and individuals without any billing data to show why. Osman said it could have been reasonable spending for things like office supplies and phone service. About $48,000 was paid to former mayors as well as current and former members of the Hornick City Council. But again, there was no paperwork to show why those payments were made. Osman and her staff have advised city officials to verify the payroll and divide duties so the person who writes the checks isn't the same person who reviews and approves the spending.
The population of this city is just over 200 people, which means that they do not have annual audit requirements. No independent auditor is coming in there for oversight of their financial transactions. That does put all of the responsibility on the city officials, in other words, the city council and the mayor, to provide the necessary oversight on an ongoing basis.
Iowa cities with a population of 2,000 or more are required to have annual audits. Cities with fewer than 2,000 residents have annual examinations. If the city budget tops $1 million, the books in smaller cities with smaller budgets are reviewed periodically. About a half a dozen presidential candidates campaigned in Iowa yesterday. During an evening rally held in Council Bluffs, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump told the crowd former New York Governor George Pataki's exit from the race wouldn't have much impact.
But there's not much to split up. because he was at zero. You know? No, no, I always say, oh, let's see, he dropped out, he's got three. How many of the three can we get, the 3%? When they drop out at zero, you just say, let's go on to the next, right?
For the second time in Iowa, Trump carried the Bible his mother gave to him on stage and talked about polling so well with evangelical voters in Iowa.
We love the art of the deal, but the Bible is far, far, far superior, right? Yes.
Democratic candidate, presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has criticized Trump for opposing a hike in the minimum wage, and Sanders suggests Trump's tax strategies would help the wealthy and devastate the disappearing middle class. Sanders told a crowd in Muscatine late Tuesday afternoon that it is absurd that bright young kids can't afford to go to college and it deprives the country of their economic potential. Earlier in the day, Republican Chris Christie urged a crowd of about 50 in Iowa City restaurants to choose an experienced candidate rather than a political novice.
We got former governors, current governors. We got current senators, former senators. We got business executives, and we got a character. Okay, we've got it all. And it's been very entertaining. But this is what I tell Iowa. Showtime is over. It's game time. It's game time. And you and the people of New Hampshire are the most powerful people in America. You're going to take this race from 13 people to 4 or 5.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio campaigned in eastern Iowa yesterday. He spoke to about 150 people in the town of Clinton and then took questions from the crowd.
First of all, I can see why Hillary would not want to run against you in 2016. That's obviously obvious. But
I do want to run against her, so I can't, yeah.
South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy endorsed Rubio Monday and campaigned with him in Iowa.
National security, public safety are the most important issues to me. And there is nobody better on those two issues than Marco Rubio.
Gowdy is running a U.S. House investigation of the 2012 attack in Benghazi. He told the crowd in Clinton that it is a serious investigation and that we'll find out what happened. Democrat Martin O'Malley campaigned in Jefferson and Fort Dodge Tuesday night. Republican Rick Santorum met with supporters at a house party in Waukee. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.